Welcome to Baromag.ca. I'm your host, Leonardo Calcagno.
I am John Steinsky. I'm from Binds and Vines from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. We're a specialty hops and malt equipment and expertise supplier, really with a focus on spreading the good word about Czech lager among the craft brewing community, basically far and wide, because we feel that Czech lager is kind of underrepresented in the product lines of a lot of the breweries. And I think from a commercial point of view, we believe that Czech lager or Czech style beers in general are a great way to get net new people into the craft tap rooms. Because the perception that I have is that the craft beer market is it kind of pushing its limit in terms of its penetration of the overall beer market. Craft beer, optimistically, people say that craft beer has 20% of the market. It varies widely regionally, as you probably know, right? So our point of view is that, you know, the problem as I see it that we're kind of trying to address is that you've got this proliferation of craft breweries, new ones opening all the time. They're eating, basically they're just cannibalizing each other's customer base. So for commercial point of view, you need some way to get net new people into your tap room, people that traditionally might not be craft beer drinkers. But why aren't people craft beer drinkers? Because they perceive that craft beer is very hoppy, or it's very heavy, or it's, you know, whatever. It's
bitter, like that.
It's not familiar to them. That's the big thing, right? What they're familiar with are the industrial beers produced by the big guys, and guess what? Those are lagers. Those are, loosely speaking, Pilsner-style beers, right? And so our point of view is, well, you know, the Czechs have been brewing excellent, light, highly drinkable beers for generations, so let's equip the craft breweries with the right ingredients, with the right expertise, with the right equipment even, for them to be able to reproduce that and to, again, draw those net new people into the tap room, people who, again, traditionally might not have been there, and let them experience that whole beer culture thing.
So how big is your market, do you think, for Czech beer? Because, like, I was talking to the to David Moller about that, you know, told me, like, you guys are just, I'm amazed that you're starting right now to push for that market when you guys were pretty much, it's your cultural heritage to bring that kind of beer. So how big is the market for you, do you think, here for that kind of beer?
Well, from our point of view, you know, we're trying to address the craft brewing market in Atlantic Canada, so primarily New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island. I've been kind of sitting back watching the craft brewing market there, and the proliferation of breweries, and it kind of worries me because these people that start these craft breweries, they're very passionate about what they do, but I fear that they don't realize that you know they're nibbling it away at a small, relatively small piece of the pie, of the overall beer pie, and they're creating products which don't have, unfortunately,
the potential to go
a mass appeal, right? And that's what I'm seeing is, all right, I think the reason that on the Czech side that Pilsner style beers are so successful is, you know, the Czechs talk about drinkability and the fact that, you know, you can have 4, 5, 6 Pilsners and still get up and walk away. You don't feel bloated. That's the big thing, right? So that whole, the Czechs have a different perspective on beer culture, and I think that there's an opportunity there for us to, again, to bring that to the craft brewing community and help them to grow their businesses by, you know, producing these particular beers. And I think the big thing for us is that, you know, we don't want to be just an ingredient supplier or just a supplier, period. The supply is certainly, you know, we're going to make some money in that. But my background is product marketing. And so I'm really interested in helping the craft brewers do innovative things around the marketing of their products, and that goes beyond just beer. We recently ran in Moncton a very successful beer food pairing event. My wife and I are both huge foodies, and we literally travel the world in search of good food and pairing up wine and food and now of course beer and food. And we believe that there's a great opportunity again for craft breweries to partner with local restaurants and do these beer food pairing events. So that's an example of the type of marketing support that we're interested in providing. And it doesn't have to be just that. I mean, we're very flexible. We're very agile. We're a small company. You know, we can roll with whatever the craft brewers feel that they think is gonna work for them. But the point is that we're there to support them and provide whatever help that we can to help them grow their businesses. We don't want to be just a supplier.
So tell me, how long have you been doing this?
Just over a year.
Over a year. Yeah. Congratulations. So How's the message? People are getting the message? People are interested in the message?
They are. It really is resonating extremely well. We've had some small wins.
After a year, it's good. All wins is good.
Yeah, this whole theory about bringing net new people into the tap room. So we're from the east side of Prince Edward Island, near a town called Montague, tiny town, 1,500 people, 2,000 people. We have a local brewer. Last year, he came with us on a beer trade mission to the Czech Republic that David was involved with organizing. David and Peter were involved with organizing. He went back and he brewed his first Pilsner.
Okay.
Was it the best Pilsner ever? Maybe not. But the thing that amazed me and proved, I felt I was proven right, was that there were people showing up in that tap room that I had never seen in the brewery before. We go there all the time because we like to support our local brewer, right? And there were people there that had never been in there before, and they said, oh, we've come in here because we've heard you're producing a lighter beer, something more drinkable. Fantastic. Later that evening, one of the shtick at this particular craft brewery is they have a lot of musical entertainment, because one of the owners is actually a musician. I think that helps. And they were having a music show that night, and we were sitting around the table with some folks, and again, you know, one of the women said to me, you know, I didn't think I liked craft beer, but I really like this stuff. And what she was talking about, of course, was this pills that he had put together. And same with her husband. He doesn't usually drink beer at all. He consumes alcohol, but he doesn't really drink much beer. And sure enough, he had a Pilsner from, and he was definitely enjoying it. So it's the accessibility of this beer, and I think that's going to, you know, like I say, attract more people to the craft beer world, and again, hopefully help the brewers to increase their overall market share.
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.